Blog Talk Radio.
What about your Sherry's, your car pickup?
After you're done, you guys will get it.
Sorry about that, listeners. Just trying to figure something out. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Monday, April the 25th of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's good to be back with you. And, yep, I'm back to sounding a bit more like myself now. So that's good to be hearing. Now, I do apologize for the little technical difficulty. We just had some little things happening. We have got that corrected. So, needless to say, we're back on the air. And sorry about that. Just a little frog in the throat. And don't want you to think that I'm not better than what I was last week. I am better. In fact, I am going to sing tonight. Yay! The reason I said yay about that is because I can just obviously hear, you know, listeners of mine, you know, getting all excited about it, and as you should be, because I don't just sing for you, my listeners. I don't necessarily sing for you. I sing as unto the Lord. And the Bible says, you know, that we should. And I love my Jesus. I really do. It's not just something that I'm kind of more or less saying. It's something that I honestly mean when I say that. And so when I say that kind of thing, I truly and honestly mean it. So you can take that as, they say, as a grain of salt. You might wonder, and you might be like, well, what kind of salt? Well, but we are as you can tell, I'm glad to be with you, and welcome to all of you tuning in from all these other countries, like I told you about last week. And if Honduras is listening right now, we have a couple people possibly tuning in from Honduras. So I do want to say a shout out to my mom, if you're listening, and also Natalia, if you're listening, thank you. And I hope that this has been a wonderful time for you, Mom. And very soon we'll have her live on the air with us when she gets back to Michigan, so we can have her testify about what the Lord did. So I thank the Lord for that, for what he is doing. And so I thank the Lord for that, for everything that he is doing. I really do. It's not just something that I'm more or less saying. I really do honestly mean it. So I don't want you to think that it's just something that I'm just no. So let me think here. There was something that I was gonna mention that I was gonna do and about the weekend, this weekend's weather. My hope is that you lived here much of America, that you had the chance to enjoy the warm weather this weekend. But I do have something to tell you. I just saw something that some of you might not like. Apparently, in May, for many places, it's supposed to be cooler than normal. And was I thrilled when I saw that? No. I was not thrilled when I saw that because I prefer warmer weather in May. I don't prefer cooler weather. I prefer warmer weather in May. So maybe as we get closer to later on in May that we can see a sharp change to much warmer weather. That's my honest hope. We will have to wait and see what transpires. We'll just have to wait and see, as I said. And so we'll just see what happens there. I want to give you the two normal announcements that I normally give you. First one being, I do want to encourage you to please go online to check out the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how gracious the Lord has been to me, how great God has been, all the different things God's brought me through over my life. It's been great to see God helping me in my life and the different times that he's brought me through so many different things. And I know for a fact that my God is not done with me yet. And he hasn't failed me. He's not going to fail me. And you might say, well, Miracle Man, are you concerned? Maybe that God might fail. No, he's not going to fail me. He's not. I know for sure my Jesus is not going to fail me. I strongly believe in him. I really do. It's not just something I'm sitting here saying, thinking, guessing, trying to think about, wishing, hoping, squeezing. whatever that old song goes. I don't know. I could. I know who I'm believing in. My God is greater, stronger, higher than any other. And so you can go online to check out the book and let the book be a blessing into your life. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is our PayPal. Go online to paypal.com to sow into the Miracle Man. Go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, please type in Rivers Shukla. So that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please just make a note of that. The other thing related, to that is whenever you sow a seed, I pray over that seed, and I want to see you blessed. I really do want to see you blessed, and I just know he wants to bless you as long as you're keeping his commands, doing whatever he tells you to do, as opposed to just necessarily what it is that you want to do. Praise God. Because I know he wants to help you. So the verse that I want you to be thinking of tonight as you sow your seed is what Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so, as you sow your seed, just keep that in mind. And so, I was just thinking about, just looking at something real quick. Now we're going to sing a couple songs. And want to take it a bit old school. So, let your spirit rise within me. Let your spirit rise within me. I set my feet a-dancing and my heart rejoicing and my mouth singing out your praise. Let your spirit rise within me. Let your spirit rise within me. You set my feet a-dancing and my heart rejoicing and my mouth singing out your praise. I will arise and go forth in the name of the Lord of hosts, for he has conquered and by his name, I will declare he is the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid. By his name, by his name, I will arise and go forth in the name of the Holy Ghost, for he is conquered and is alone. By his name, I will declare he is the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid of him. And go forth by his name. Let your spirit rise within me. Let your spirit rise within me. You said my feet are dancing and my heart rejoicing and my mouth singing out your praise. Let your spirit rise within me. Let your spirit rise within me. You set my feet a-dancing and my heart rejoicing and my mouth singing out your praise. Let your spirit rise within me. Let your spirit rise within me. You set my feet a-dancing and my heart rejoicing and my mouth singing out your praise. Let your spirit rise within me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I humble the righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the place to sing your praise. I humble and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take me past the outer core into that special holy place. That's the blazing altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies. Take me into by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the holy of holies. Take the coin, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coin, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coin, cleanse my lips, here I am. Yes, Lord. Take the cup, cleanse my life, here I am, yes, Lord. Take the cup, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the cup, cleanse my life, here I am. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You are the living Word. Bread of heaven, sent down from glory. Many things you were.
Oh, we take
bread of heaven, sent down from glory. Oh, many things I have to plug this thing back in. I don't know how it came out. Stop the music for a sec. You just gotta plug this back in. I'll be right back. Just gotta figure this out. Let's try this again. The bread of heaven sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king and carpenter. You are the living Word. The bread of heaven sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living Word. Awesome ruler, awesome ruler. Gentle redeemer. Awesome ruler, living truth. And what a friend we have in you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, the living truth. And what a friend we have in you. You are the living word, awesome ruler, the gentle redeemer. Truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living word, awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living, put them all together, what do we get? Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, 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 that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, but you can't say it. Oh, 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 you are the living word. That's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living word, awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living word, Jesus, 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 that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are the living word tonight. You are everything to us. You are the great I am. You are the soon coming King. You are, Jesus, you are. Thank you for what you are to us, for who you are to us. You know what we have need of, even when we don't know. You know what we have need of tonight. You are the God who knows everything. You are the God.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. For that. We have a community. We have everything. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. Tonight, here, right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in us right now.
I make my confession over this program. I thank you for all these listeners tonight, wherever they are, however they're tuned in. I'm so grateful to you, Lord God, that they have made that determination to tune in tonight. To learn about you. To learn of your ways. You would reveal yourself to them in ways that they would not understand tonight. I mean, that they might not understand at first, but you'll reveal yourself to them as they learn, as we study your word tonight. Thank you, Master. Thank you that these listeners have ears to hear. Minds ready to receive. They'll be able to concentrate tonight on your word. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight for that. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of Jeremiah 30, verse 1. Hallelujah. And we're going to see what the Lord has in store tonight, as tonight I want to talk about restoration. And so you don't think I'm just going to just talk about restoration. It's like, what kind of restoration do you mean? You're talking about restoring my house, like construction-wise, restoring my house. What kind of restoration are you talking about? The God kind of restoration, because God is a restorer. He is a restorer. And I want you listeners to be a part, not just sit at home and watch. So whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will bring my people Israel and Judah back from captivity, and I will restore them to the land that I gave their forefathers to possess, says the Lord. Did you get that? To cross over and possess. Verse 4. These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. This is what the Lord says. Cries of fear are heard. Terror, not peace. Ask and see. Can a man bear children? The man obviously said no, because they can't. Then why do I see every strong man with his hand on his stomach, like a woman who is in labor? Every face turned deathly pale. How awful that day will be. None will be like it. There'll be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will break the yoke from off their necks, and I will tear off their bonds. And no longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve the Lord, the God, David their king, whom I will raise up for them. So do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, O Israel, declares the Lord. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants, the land of the exile. Jacob will again have peace and security. And no one will make him afraid. I am with you, and I will save you, declares the Lord. Though I completely destroy all of the nations among which I scattered you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only with justice. I will not let you go entirely unpunished. This is what the Lord says. Your wound is incurable. Your injury beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause. No remedy for your sore. No healing for you. All of your allies have reality. They care nothing for you. I have struck you as an enemy. There's one or two as would the world because your guilt is so great and your sins are so many. Why do you cry out over your wound? Your pain, your pain that has no cure. Because of your great guilt and many sins, I have done these things to you. But all who devour you will be devoured. All of your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. All who make spoil of you, I will despoil. But I will restore you to health, and I will heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast. Zion, for whom no one cares. This is what the Lord says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwelling. The city will be rebuilt on ruins, and the palace will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be as in days of old, and their community will be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them. Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from among them. I will bring them near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to them, declares the Lord. So you will be my people, and I will be your God. See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath. The driving wind swirling down from the heavens of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. Days to come, you will understand this. At that time, declares the Lord, I will come to God of the clans of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the desert. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy. Or Jacob, shout to the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame. Expect your mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. And the Lord will ransom Jacob and will redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come, will shout for joy, on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the oil. The young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden. And they will sorrow no more. Then maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children. And refusing to be comforted because your children are no more. This is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. They will return from the land of the enemy. So, there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. I will surely hear Ephraim's mourning. You disciplined me like an unruly calf, and I have been disciplined. Restore me, and I will return. Because you are the Lord, my God. After I strayed, I repented. After I came to understanding, I beat my breast. I was ashamed, and I was humiliated, because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Is not Ephraim, my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against you, I still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him, declares the Lord. Set up road signs. Put up guideposts. Take note of the highway, the road that you take. Return, O virgin Israel. Return to your towns. How long will you wander? As you unfaithful daughter, the Lord will create a new thing on earth. A woman will surround a man. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. When I bring them back from captivity, the people in the land of Judah and in its towns will once again use their words. The Lord bless you, O righteous dwelling, O sacred mountains. People will live together in Judea and all of its towns. Farmers and those who move about with their flocks. I will refresh the weary and will satisfy the faint. And at this, I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been pleasant to me. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the inferring of men and the animals. Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down and to overthrow, destroy and bring disaster, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. In these days, people will no longer say, the days have eaten sour grapes. I mean, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for his own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set on edge. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with those with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant. Though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if their decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. This is what the Lord says. Only if the heavens above can be measured from the foundations of the earth below are searched out, will I reject all of the descendants of Israel because of all that they have done, declares the Lord. Days are coming, declares the Lord, when the city will be rebuilt for me from to the canal to the corner gate. All right, I'm going to quit there. So what you see there is the Lord is a God who restores things. And that happens in many ways. If you're feeling sick in your body, he wants to restore your body. He wants to restore your family. If your family, if you've got members of your family who haven't been living right, he wants to see them be restored, get right with God again. And he wants to see you restored. So whatever you've lost, he wants to see restored. He wants to restore your memory. He wants to restore throughout your years, whatever it is you might have. He wants to even restore your joy. If you've lost your joy, you've let it get away with you, from you, the question would be, why? How did you let that joy get away? In fact, what we read tonight is that he turned sorrow into joy. He didn't turn sorrow into more sorrow. He turns sorrow into joy, not sorrow into more. No, you guessed it, more sorrow.
And another thing that we had seen is, we didn't exactly read this tonight, but if you've read your Bible at all, you should know, hopefully, I mean, it's not a given necessarily that you read the part of Jeremiah, but God said there that that God wants to give us hope and a future. He doesn't have plans that involve harming us, taking things from us. And let me remind you something of Job. Job was a great guy, great God-fearing man. In fact, Job is the oldest book of your Bible. It's not Genesis. It's Job. He was a great man, but he had this certain doctrine. In his mind, Job thought, the Lord giveth, and the Lord takes away. By the way, that doctrine, the doctrine that God takes and God gives and takes away, that he just strictly gives and then he takes away. Gives, takes away. Gives, takes away. Gives, takes away. That's a bad doctrine. And that's even though he knew, he didn't think it was, yes, there were, even his wife was trying to get him to give up his loyalty to God, but he chose not to. But it was the devil that went after Job and took all those things away. Not God. And you see, God is the restorer. He gives life, not death. Hope, not fear. Yeah, he gives hope, not all this depression. Because the plan of the enemy is, you know, depression, not knowing what's going to come next, living in all kinds of fear, you know, all this fear, you know, why am I, you know, what are you so afraid of? Why are you so afraid? What do you think's going to happen? That's the plan. That's all the plan of the enemy. That's the plan of the enemy. But the God I know of is the God of help, restoration, healing, deliverance, freedom. He wants us to be, he wants us to be healthy, not sick. He wants us to be, he doesn't want us to be poor and dealing with this demon of poverty. No, he wants us to be
and able to fund his kingdom. If we can bless him and his house, he wants to bless our house. I know that. It's not just something I'm more or less saying. It's a concept that works. And when I think of restoration, I think of something being put back together the way it was meant to be. And that doesn't mean he just does it part way. He puts it to where it was supposed to be. And I believe that he's going to restore some things in our lives. And so I'm going to pray real quick and then we'll get back to the word tomorrow night. I want to talk tomorrow night about this thing about how God has plans for us for a future. Bright future. And it's not based on what the news says, be it MSDNC, ABC's a fake news, Fox, or as I sometimes like to call it, fakes, or some of these other ones. God has answers that even Breitbart doesn't have. Or Newsmax, or whatever. Just trying to give you an example. I'm not necessarily trying to peddle a certain news organization. I'm saying, only watch, listen to, or read these ones. And don't read these ones. No. No. Sometimes I do try to have a sense of humor. That's why I've given these certain news networks who I don't believe tell the truth different nicknames. Like I said, MSDNC, ABC is a fake news. But we trust what God says. Yeah, find out. You know, just let them report the news, you know, and what have you, and that way you need to get out of it and then turn the thing off. Because they won't program to say, oh, by the way, all the ships made it on time. There were no car crashes on the freeway today. There were no. Instead, they'll tell you the opposite. They are paid to give you bad news. They won't tell you 75 was clear. There was no accidents on it. No, they will tell you I-75 had a very bad accident on it. And, you know, there were injuries and it happened at this certain area. And it had to be shut down for hours. Police are still investigating. Like, though they may have, you know, reopened the freeway. Just giving you an example of how it works. Isn't that the truth, Shelly? That's what they do. That's what they'll do. That's what they'll do. They'll not just tell you, oh, by the way, the freeways were clear. No. But I put my trust in Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that you are the restorer. You put things back. As we ask you to help us, that you would restore our bodies, that you would restore our hearts, you would renew our minds, that whatever is broken, you can fix everything that's broken. Put it back the way it was intended to be. Thank you that you would restore our families, that you would restore, you know, whatever it is that we've lost, that may have been your will for us to have. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In your matchless name we pray tonight, Jesus. And now I thank you for those that we would be doers of your word tonight and not just hearers. And I thank you that those who are not right with you, may they get right with you. And those who don't know you as your Lord and Savior, may they find you tonight. I don't mean find, I'm give their life to you tonight. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the Tigers, they got a great win. They had a big 13-run attack in the game on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, in which Miggy hit his 3,000th hit. But after that, they lost Saturday, and then they lost yesterday. Try again tomorrow. And they got a tough stretch, starting with the Minnesota Twins. Uh-huh. They got to start with Minnesota. And Minnesota's leading the division right now. Hey! If Detroit can win some of these, let's just say they win three of these. I hope somehow they can. Then they can be on top of this division, which I hope they can figure this out. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.